Okay, let's get into today's daf. Today's daf is Sota, daf Mem, as we get into the next 10 blot of Sota. And as we know, Sota has Mem Tess, 49 daf. And Bez Hashem, we are on our way here in the 7th Perek, Perek Elu Ne'emarin. So says the Gemara, we're on the bottom of Lam Tessim Abeis. We're in the Sugyas of Birchas Kohanim, and we are specifically in the topic where the Gemara is discussing psukim that were said at some time, as we'll see, we don't paskin that we'd say that anymore, we'd say them anymore, but they were said at some time, as the Kohanim went up to the Duchin, as an acknowledgement by Am Yisrael that they are happy and, excited about the brachas that they are about to receive. What brachas do they say every day? What brachas do they say at Musaf on Shabbos by Birchas Kohanim? So what we are up to now is the sixth to last line. What did they say by Mincha on a fast day when Birchas Kohanim was done? B'minchasa t'tanei samay amrinan. What I amri, what was said? Amar of Acha bar Yaakov. Im avoneinu anuvanu, Hashem asei l'man shemecha. If you see our sins, anuvanu, Hashem, do act for your name. Mikveh Yisrael, Moshio Beisara, save us. Lamatia k'ger ba'aretz v'gomer. Why should you be a stranger? Why should you have Hester upon him? Lamatia k'ish nitam, k'gibra l'yuchal oshia v'gomer. Please, show yourself. Why are we saying these psukim? They don't seem so gracious. They don't seem so, wow, we're so happy to get your bracha. Tosfos says on the bottom that these are very matim, these are very fitting for tefillah, because a fast day is about an esara. And Tosfos says, yesh lomar, Tosfos im, mishum dahayu mis'anin al hatzara shalotavu al hatzibur. What's the purpose of the fast day? The purpose of the fast day is to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to acknowledge our sins, but to daven for Yeshua. So that's what these psukim reflect that. Why are we talking about Mincha on a fast day? So as we know, the Gemara tells us in Tainus, and Rashi quotes it, that normally by Mincha on every day, we can't have Birchas Kohanim, because there's a chashash shichrus, a chashash that the Kohanim drank some wine, and there's an isser to fulfill the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim after one has drunk wine. But Mincha on a fast day, right, is fasting. So therefore, there's no chashash. Says Tosfos, even though we don't paskin that way, L'chora, b'minchasa, Tosfos says, Avagav de Baskinan, even though we pass like Rabbi Yossi in Tainus, de Amar Lekanasi Eskapai, b'minchasa, de Tanesa, that says there's, even on a fast day, there's none, because we don't want to get mixed up with other days, a slow plug. Says Tosfos, two answers. Number one, either the Stam Mishnah there in Tainus does not hold like Rabbi Yossi, and this and therefore our Brisa, our Gemara, is going like that Stam Mishnah, Inami, or, as the Gemara says there, even Rabbi Yossi says that is only earlier in the day. That they, by Mincha Gedola, what we would call it, that does not get Birchas Kohanim. But by Mincha Katana, which is similar to a Ni'ila, so that would not be confused with other days, and therefore one would be able to duchen. As Tosfos says at the end, Kivan Desamach L'Shkiyas Achama, Kaparsi, Betfila, Ketfila Zila Dami, it's like Tfila Ni'ila, and therefore one can say it. Even in general, we know there's a Machlokas Rishonim. What is better to do? Mincha Gedol or Mincha Ketana? The Rambam seems to say that Mincha Ketana is the Lechachila Mincha, because that's really connected the Karban later in the day, and Mincha Gedola is only allowed because once a year on Erev Pesach, when Mincha is done so early, the Tamid Shal Shach is brought so early, that's why B'dieved you could daven then. But really, the best is Mincha, the later Mincha. While the Tur seems to say that Mincha Gedola is better, Zvizim Akim and LeMitzvahs, and the earlier you could do it, the better. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that Mincha every day is like the Ne'ilah. That's why it's such a special tefillah, Mincha. Tosfos and Avi Psachim asks, why is Mincha called Mincha? Why is it Shachris is called Shachris because of Shachar? Mayriv is called Mayriv, or Arv is because of Erev. Why is Mincha called Mincha? Mincha just means a present. So Tosfos has 2 days. Either Tosfos says, well, there's no other name to call it, because Shachris and Arvis have another name. Or Tosfos says, no, Mincha is a special present. Right, Elio Navi was only answered Shas Mincha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, because Mincha every day is the last tefillah of the day, so it's a bechina of Ne'ila. And that's what gives it its uniqueness. But that's what Tosfos says here. At least Mincha on a fast day, if you daven Mincha Ketana, it's later in the day, so it's like a Ne'ila, therefore there won't be any confusion, and you're allowed to have Birchas Kohanim. And Bizman HaZeh, there are different Minhagim in various shuls. What do you do for Mincha on a fast day? Is there duchening? Is there no duchening? Right, different minhagim in various places. Okay, so that takes us through what psukim you say Mincha on a fast day. Now on top, bin ne'ila diyomei dekipurei mai. What about ne'ila on Yom Kippur? What psukim are said as the Kohanim Duchen Amil of Yom Kippur. It's interesting, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael here is that we duchen, the Kohanim duchen on Yom Kippur, Shachris, and Musaf, and Ne'ilah. So Dafka on a day when we have Ne'ilah, there is no Birchas Kohanim in general at Mincha, because that Mincha is really parallel to the other Minchas. It's on a day that you have Ne'ilah. And that's why various Minyanim try to make sure that they get up to Birchas Kohanim early enough, Ne'ilah early enough to be able to do Berachas Kohanim. Various days, do you go by Shkia? Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a psak that many rely on, that you have a certain amount of minutes, certain number of minutes after Shkia to have Berachas Kohanim. Either way, so Gemara here asks, what psukim were said at the time of Berachas Kohanim of Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur? Amar Marzucha, Va'amri Lo, B'masti Satana, Hi Kine Kichin Yivora Gover Yirei Hashem, Yivorach Hashem Yisir Nerei B'tu V'Yerushalayim, Kol Yimei Chayecho, Urei Vanim Levanecha Shalom Al Yisrael. Wonderful psukim that we see your brachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you so much for your brachas. Tosfos here asks, we know that there's Ne'ilah on fast days also, the Mishnah is trying to say. So why are we asking about Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur? You should ask about Ne'ilah on a fast day. So the Ron and Megillah deals with this, and the Ron says, maybe it's included. It's included, or maybe the Ne'ilah on a fast day is not obligatory as much as Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. That's why we want to mention one that is totally obligatory. Either way, these are all the psukim that are said. When were these psukim actually said? It says the Gemara, Heichad Omran, Rav Yosef Amar, Bein Kol Bracha Ubracha. Between each and every bracha, bracha Hashem ish bracha, they say the psukim, right? Between each and every bracha, Rav Sheish Azar Rav Askaras Hashem. No, they were said after Shem Hashem, right? There's a Shem Hashem in each of the psukim. Bracha Hashem v'yish bracha, Yer Hashem panav. So there's Hashem in each pasuk. So one machlokas, another machlokas. Pligi bar Rav Mari v'Rav Zvid. Chad Omar psuka l'kava psuka. One says pasuk for pasuk. Each of these sets of psukim that were recited are sets of three. So one was said after each one of the psukim. One, 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 one. Very parallel. The Chad Amar, no. The second opinion says, Akol psukka, Amar luhu lakulu. All three psukim were said after each one of the psukim of Birchas Kohanim. So this is the minhag that is quoted. So now the Gemara says, Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, kol ha'omran b'gvulin eino elatoa. Anyone who says these psukim outside the Beis HaMikdash is making a mistake. Right? These are not meant to be said. Rashi says, shalo, on top, shalo niskenu lomar elo lechvod shem hamiyuchad haniskar b'mikdash. Really, these are only the reaction that is appropriate in the Beis HaMikdash. When you hear the Shem Hashem in the Mikdash, you have to have a reaction, right? The Gemara Darshans in Yuma Lamed Zayin, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. That's the makkah for bowing down when you hear Shem Hashem. When you hear Shem Hashem, you have to ascribe greatness to Him. So this is also part of that, says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's a higher type of reaction that is required, included by Birchas Kohanim, included saying these psukim, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, whenever we have Berachas Kohanim, you shouldn't say anything. You should be quiet and listening to the Kohanim, right? And if we're talking, it is a mistake. I'm Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Teita, I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Demimikdash nami lo mi boi lemimrinu. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not so appropriate to say. We don't have a choice. We say it. But it's not so appropriate. Why? Klum yishlocha eved, shemivarchin oso, ve'eno mazin. If somebody's giving you a bracha, you're not going to listen, you're going to be talking while they're giving you a bracha? No. You're quiet, and you listen, and you focus to the bracha. Then you say, amen afterwards. Right? Imagine if a great Rebbe you travel 6,000 miles to go to the Gadol Hador, and you're in there, and you finally get a minute with him, and he starts giving you a bracha. And then I start talking. No, I wouldn't. I would be silent and listen to the bracha. That's Birchas Kohanim. That's Birchas Kohanim. We don't have to go far. We just go to shul. And we hear Birchas Kohanim. We have to be quiet and listen to the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what the tour quotes these minhagim that are mentioned in the Gemara. But halacha lemaisa, the tour says we don't do it b'zman hazeh because of this Gemara. After quoting it, it says, B'shah shemivarchin ein la'am lomar shum psukim. Don't say anything while there's Berachas Kohanim going on. Dikar sinan b'sota. Be'elu ne'amarin, b'shah shemavarchan ha'am, u'mahin omrin, baruch hu'ad Hashem, v'chulu umas kinan, d'lo le'emrinu klum, yish eva shemavarchan oso, v'eino mazin, pirish, she'en ha'machavin lebracha, shemavarchan oso. And you have to have kavana, ein lomar shum pasuk, ela yishtok, v'yachavin lebracha. So that is what the tour says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that we don't have these, say these psukim, we're just quiet and listen to the tefillah. Good. There is a discussion. You know, let's just finish this, and then we'll mention it. Amar Vacha Bar Chanina. But now the Gemara says Teda. Just the opposite. Rav Acha Bar Chanina has the opposite svara. Teda de begvulin ami mi boi lemimrinu. Right? I could think of a svara to say it, even in gvulin. Klum yesh evet shem avarchan osov ein masber panim. Right? Is there an evet that ever gets a bracha and it does not show a happy face that they appreciate the bracha that they're getting? So maybe you should say it. We don't. But he's saying there is a svara to this earlier minhag. But al chalamaisa, we don't say it. Period. Tosfos asks, we know from elsewhere, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that if somebody had a bad dream, then they should recite a tefillah during the time of Birchas Kohanim. Right? There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch on this. Whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. In siman Kuf Lamid, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Chav Ches is the major siman on Asiyas Kapayim, but if you look in siman Kuf Lamid, the whole siman, it's one si'if, and it's called, Ribono Shel Olam She'omrim B'Shas Asiyas Kapayim. And the Gemara Brachas is quoted, Manda Chaza Chelma V'lo Yada Mai Chaza, somebody has a bad dream, Nekum Kamikani B'Shal Olam Laduchin, they should go up in front when the Kohanim are duchening, V'Neima Hachi, and say this, Chalom Mosai Shalach, right, the tefillah that is said in Chutz La'aretz during Berchas Kohanim. So ask Tosfos, what do you mean? Our Gemara says you can't say anything during Berchas Kohanim. So how could the Gemara here say that you could say it? So Tosfos has one answer. Tosfos says right here, in the name of the Ri, Pirish Ri, Avagav Damin and Perak HaRoeh, Haiman Dechazi Chelma, Hasa Mishum Sakana Hitiru. You're not supposed to say anything, any psukim, except if it's Sakana. A bad dream is considered Sakana. Shema Chalom Mesukanu, Shetzarech Refua. And Tosfos says, I'll give you a precedent. There's another rule breaker. You never allowed to fast on Shabbos. It's a violation of Onik Shabbos. And even if any fast day besides Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we push it off. But what happens if there's a Tainus Chalom? Somebody had a bad dream. To Afilu B'Shabbos, Itiru L'Sanos, Tainus Chalom. A bad dream, you'll have to fast even on Shabbos for a Tainus Chalom. I want you to ask Halacha L'Maisa when that would be appropriate. B'Zman Hazeh. But, says Tosfos, you see already there's a bad dreams break rules. So here too, can break these rules, and one could talk during Berchas Kohanim. That's one answer given. The Beis Yosef, when he quotes it in Kuf Lamid, in that siman that we were just reading, he has a different svari. He quotes the Maharil, where the Maharil says that the fat, when do we say that you're not supposed to mention extra psukim? Those are extraneous psukim. But if you're dafka davening, because you know the special koach of Berchas Kohanim, to be poter dreams properly and latova, then that gufa is kavana for Berchas Kohanim. You're davka having kavana because you're doing something that is specifically appropriate for Berchas Kohanim. The chashiv shapir mazinlo shemare atzmo de mekabel Berchas Kohanim. Or mishamachi kamer leishiskayim bo Berchas Kohanim yishavi chalomo. Right, so you talk about in the tefillah that it should be niftar appropriately. Right, so that's why it wouldn't be a problem. Another answer could be that we don't say this while the Kohanim are saying their words. We're only saying this in Chutz La'aretz they say it when they're being menagin, right? When they're singing. When they're not singing, when they're saying the words, of course you have to stop. Let's say somebody didn't finish the paragraph. They should stop, right? When the Kohanim start saying the words, so they have to stop and listen and say amen to that. So that's another answer, maybe that it's not being said at the time that the Kohanim are saying the words. We know that the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is even on Yontif, not to say the Ribono Shel Olam, not to say this tefillah, and the post can discuss why that is. It could be because every day after Berachas Kohanim, there is a two-line tefillah that is said by the Kal, Adir, Bamaram, Shochem, Megvura, and therefore maybe that's just inclusive. If anybody has had a bad dream throughout, it's included, and they have it in mind. In Chutz La'aretz, where you only have Berachas Kohanim every couple of months, so it builds up. It builds up, so you need time to focus on the dreams. But in Eretz Yisrael, where it's every single day, so then you don't need a specific time, because during the daily prayer, one can have it in mind, and it could be, effective then. Okay. Let's continue. So, halacha lemaisa, what comes out of the Gemara? No psukim. Nothing is said during Berchas Kohanim. Amar Rebbe Avahu. About a third of the way down. Meiresh avim hava amin alahu. Originally, I used to say it. I used to say these psukim. Kiva dechazina lelu Rabbi Abba de min Akko. Tala amar lahu. I saw Rabbi Abba from Akko. He didn't say it. So ananami lo amin alahu. So I stopped saying it. I originally used to say it, and now I don't say it. V'yam Rabbi Avahu. We're going to have a number of stories of Rabbi Avahu and relating to his personality. Meiresh hava amina an visona ana. I used to think that I was somewhat of an anav. I used to think I was a little bit humble. Anavana. Kiva da chazina le Rabbi Abba di min Akko. But once I saw Rabbi Abba, who did what? The Amar Iyuchat Taima. We know in the days of the Gemara, there was the Gadol HaDor, and there was a Meturgamon. There was an Amora that was basically his microphone. He used to whisper something to the Amora. The Amora then used to say it out loud, so all hundreds of Talmidim could hear it. So Rabbi Abba used to tell his Amora something to say, and then he used to announce it and say something else. And say his own reason, say his own explanation. And he didn't get upset. And he didn't stop him. To Amar Iyu Chataima, he said one reason. Amar Amar Chataima, he said a different reason. Below Kapit, and he wasn't Machmen on it. I saw that. I said, wow, what a ne'ala ve'ina olev. I mean, a lav in v'sanana. I'm nothing compared to him. The Marsha notes here that it must have been a reason that was a good reason. Meaning, if he gave the wrong reason, a svara klusha, said obviously he would have said something. But it must be that he gave a different reason, which was just as good or even better. So that's why he didn't care. So that's why Rabbi Avo said, you know, I see he was, he's even higher than me. What was the anava of Rabbi Avahu? Umay invisanuse de Rabbi Avahu, da amrala de bisu, da amore de Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Avo himself was, thought of himself as an anav, which we'll talk about more in a minute, Hashem, but he said, oh, Rabbi Abba, that's even more. Where do we see the anava of Rabbi Avo? The wife of the amora of Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo also had an announcer. So the announcer's wife once said to the wife of Rabbi Avo, "De amrle de bisu, de amora de Rabbi Avahu, le de bisu de Rabbi Avahu, hadi dan lo tsarech le didach." You know, my husband, the announcer, he doesn't really need your husband, the Gadol HaDor, to tell him anything. He could just get up and give his own shiur, right? He doesn't have to listen. V'hayde gachin v'zakif alei, and the fact that he bends down and listens to your husband, yakra ba'almahu de avid lei. He does it to give him kavod, but really he's such a huge talmid chacham by himself, he doesn't really need your husband. Azla devisu va'amr le'le Rabbi Avahu. So Rabbi Avahu's wife went and told him. A good wife's like, you hear what she said about you? What the Amora thinks about you? Amrla says Rabbi Avahu, an unbelievable line. Umay nafka lechmine. What difference does it make to you? Mini umine yiskales ila'a. Between both of us, Hashem's name has become great, and people learn a lot of Torah. So, whether it's me, whether it's him, it doesn't matter. Wow. Somebody who has tremendous, totally l'shem shamayim. Talmud Torah l'shma. If somebody says my Torah, okay, if they're maybe stealing my business, my parnasa, maybe I haven't done Torah. But here, it was just that. He said, okay, he can say it himself, but he's giving shir, he's giving shir. People are learning Torah. So, says Rabbi Avo, why should I get upset about it? Again, a tremendous level. Why does the Gemara say that, though? Rabbi Avo said, oh, but Rabbi Abba is even greater? Because Rabbi Abba was in public. He said one thing, and the guy said another thing. So that's even right. Here, it was a private feeling that they had between these people. But that is something that both express amazingly. And the Meiri says, you know what you see from here? We always have to work on our anava. He says he's always looking. Rabbi Avahu was a tremendous anav, but he saw someone else. He's like, wow, he's a real anav. Says the Meiri, in his classic style, the Meiri takes these types of stories in Shas and puts them into two or three lines with a message. La'olam yizdaris adam zrizus yisera. La'hashlim atzmo b'midas ha'anava. Person always has to be a zariz to try to perfect himself in this midah. Va'afilu nisparseim ba'anav b'yoser. Even if you are known as a tremendous anav, and you've already reached certain levels, lo yachzik atzmo b'kach, don't pat yourself on the back and say, I've reached this level, eli yizdaris lahaflik bosamida b'chol yom. Right, think about it, like Rabbi Avo did. He always searched for more. He wanted to get higher and higher. That's what we can learn from that story. The question Ben Yoyada asks, and maybe many are wondering, is, how did he say it originally? You know, I always thought I was an anav. He thought he was an anav. Then he must not be an anav. The second that we think we're a none of, you know, then we're not so humble. Same question is asked at the end of the Masechta, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But says the Ben Yoyada, maybe it doesn't mean he ever said it. He thought it. You know, sometimes people could think and recognize that other people are someone more arrogant, and I will always, you know, say it's not me, it's others, it's my Rabbeim. So says the Ben Yoyada, he never said it. He thought, we have to always have some self-awareness. He thought that. Or he thought that, with me, it's more natural. Maybe it's more natural. But the Achronim also ask it on the Gemara later on. If you remember, I mentioned this before, but it's the last couple of lines of the Masechta on Daf Mem Tes, where the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi died, Anava died with Rebbe. Right? He was the last Anav. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, don't say that because I'm still here. Lo tisni Anava di'ika Anah, I'm still here. Right? So it's humorous. Humorous that Rabbi Yosef was like, oh, don't say Anava's finished, I'm still here. The same kind of question is asked over there that is asked. So the Vilna Gaon says there was a Tana named Ana. So Ana is a humble humble person. The Nitziv there, again, we'll get back to this on the last day of the Masechta. The Nitziv says that there is there's self-awareness of holding oneself low. And that you can't that's what Anava could mean. Doesn't mean that you don't have self-awareness. The thought that we like to quote, and again we'll quote it again then too, is that who's talking here? Rav Yosef is talking over there. Right? It's not, it doesn't work for this Gemara. Right? This is Rabbi Avo. But Rav Yosef is talking over there. Rav Yosef's life. He forgot all of his learning because he became sick, and throughout his life his Talmidim remind him, you taught us that. So Rav Yosef says, you want to learn Anava? Just look at my life. Look at how everything is not in your control, and in that way, you'd be able to learn Anava. Okay, weiter, more stories about Rabbi Avo. Visu Rabbi Avo, imnu rabbanan alei, limamanye bereisha. They wanted to make Rabbi Avo the Rosh Yeshiva. They wanted to make him the head of the yeshiva. Rashi kedoshi yoshivuhu berosh. Right, kivan dechazi the Rabbi Abba de Menako, but all of a sudden, he sees Rabbi Abba de Menako, denefishili ba'alei chovos. He has a lot of creditors, meaning he has no money. He always has to constantly lend money. He's not in a good state. Omar Lahu Ikaraba. So Rabbi Avo says, give it to him. He needs the position more than me. Ikaraba, there's somebody here that is a better fit, Rashi says, so then he won't have to be in such a dire financial situation. And that is why Rabbi Avo had the tremendous anava to step away and give the position to someone else. The Marsha here has biting words, says the Marsha. And what about nowadays? 300 years ago. Who gets the big positions nowadays? Now, everybody's trying to push everybody away and get the position and, you know, go only are out for themselves. Hare Rav Bedoras HaRishonim. Shemisha Hayelo Kedei Parnasaso Hayeborech Benasrara. As long as I had enough that I needed, I ran away from positions. Velokim Bedoras Halalu. Shemisha Yeshlo Osher Hu Nismana Bekesef Vrodev Achar HaKavod. Now it's all connections, it's all who you know and how much you have. Right, so he says, you know why? He says, Avarisi Gadol Asiba Bazeh. Why have things changed? Who makes the appointments today and who made it in the days of old? Who appoints chief rabbis today? Who appoints rabbis of shuls? Right, Balabatim. Who appointed the Rashi yeshivas in those days? The Rabbanim. He said, that's the difference. Shabali batim heim heim amanim umavar lam rosh. Kefir sonam. Lefi anas kalachan mehem. Ubioser bemamon. Avo min haroi shahalomdim baharabanim baatzmam. Yivaru lam rosh. Kamoshaya badaris rishonim. So he has strong words, the Marsha says, for our leaders today. We have to make sure that the most appropriate people are in the positions for the right reasons. Good. Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Iklu lahu asra. They came to a certain place. Rabbi Avo darash biagadita. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba darash bishmaitza. Unbelievable. Two shiurim going on. Pashas at the same time. So they couldn't go to both. Or not. One was giving a shiur in halacha. One was giving a shiur in agada. Shavku akole amal Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Vazal gabed Rabbi Avo. They all want Rabbi Avo. Because they all want to hear the agadita. Right, that's what people like to hear more. Right, a halacha shir or a machshava shir. They go to the machshava shir. Right, it's less concentration required, possibly. So, everybody, he felt so. Rabbi Avo got all the crowd. Cholish daite. So, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba got very upset. He was depressed. What, he was personally depressed? He wanted a bigger crowd? No. The Shurim Siyana Balacha here says he was depressed, and that's what people wanted more. He says, what about halacha? What about halacha? Hardcore halacha? So Chalas Daiti got upset about that. And the Shurim Siyana Balacha here has many, many Mar Makomos. Feel free to look at it in terms of Halacha and Agada. Omer Le. But Rabbi Avo wanted to cheer him up. Not that he did anything directly, but he wanted to cheer him up. So he says, Omer Le, I'm Shalacha Mashal. Let me give you a Mashal Lamada. Verdome L'shnei B'nei Adam. Echad Mocher Avanim Tovos V'Echad Mocher B'nei Sidkis. Let's say there are two sellers. One of them is selling precious stones, and one of them is selling what we would call tchotchkes, little sidkis, Rashi says, little needles and pins, little things. Amikovsim, which one gets more people in the store? Right, the one that sells fancy, expensive stones, or the one that sells, you know, the dollar store. It's basically what you would call it. Amikovsin lo alzeshem ochem esitkis, the one that sells stuff that's cheaper. Because that's where people go. And therefore, don't feel bad. You know, your neches that you have is tremendously valuable. The Achronim point out that Rabbi Yevo here wasn't insulting Agada. He wasn't saying that Agada is not needed. Right? The Eitz Yosef just says that he was saying the people go there not because it's an inherent. Why do people go to Agada? Not because it's inherently less valuable, but because it's easier to understand. That's the only reason. Behemeth Milas Hagada Higadola. Bimamaram Ritson Kalahakir at Misha Amar Vayaholam Lamod Agada. Rakchahamasha Hushi Kala Lahavina. Faloshihi Kala Bima'alasa. It's easier to understand, not that it is lighter in its content, says the Eitz Yaakov. See, he was just trying to cheer him up, Eitz Yosef. The Ben Yoyada also picks up on this, and he says, why Dafka does he call it Sidkis? Sidkis are pins. He said that's exactly what Agada does. It takes things that seem to... Halacha is more straightforward. You have a Gemara, you go straight through the sources. Agada, you start off with questions that are from here, from there. You sew everything together, you put it all together. That's Maisa Machat. That's needlework. That's a tapestry. That's exactly why it is called that in the Gemara. Umechabram kamaisa machat sidkis. Hatoferes umechaberes chatichos abeged zebazeh umisakenes hakaraim anakavim. You sew up the holes and the rips and the tears. Ki alkein malasim gedola. And that's why it's unbelievable, Agada. It's just that, in general, that's what's easier for people to listen to. The Tur quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Reish Sadi, the source for having a Shabbos afternoon shiur, which is the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. The quote, the Medrash is quoted in the Tur. We're familiar with it. The Torah says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we go into Eretz Yisrael, everybody has a pair except for me. Ribbono Shel Olam, Kshikonsu Yisrael La'aretz, Zeratz L'Karmo, V'Zeratz L'Sadeyu, V'Ani Matehei Olai, says the Torah. Everybody's going to be working the fields, right, in the Midbar. There was the Mon and the Anani Akav, and everybody gets to learn Torah. But now, the Torah says to Hashem, what's going to be? Everybody's going to be having to make a Parnassah. Amar La, Yesh Li Zug, Shani Mezavig Lecha V'Shabbos Shemo. I have a pair for you, Shabbos. Shem Betelem Imalachtam V'Yecholon La'asok Bach. Right, don't worry about it. I have Shabbos. They're going to be Osek in you and learn on Shabbos. Al-Kain says the Tur, Tzarech Sheyikvu Medrash. You have to be Kovei HaMedrash. You have to have a shir. Lo hodia la'am es chukei ha'elokim ve'es tarosav. To let the am know the chukim and the taros. And it's usher to be Kovei HaSud at that time. That's what the Torah quotes the Medrash. And then if you look in the Beis Yosef quotes the Tanchuma. The Tanchuma says, in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, Vayakel Moshe, Ba'alei Agada Hayu Omrim, Mitchilas HaTorah V'Atzofa, Ein Ba'Parsha Shenemar Bo'Kihila, Berosha, Ela Parsha Zubilvad. The first Vayakel in the Torah is at the end of Sefer Shmos. Why? Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Reid Va'aseli Kihilos Gedolos B'Shabbos. Gather groups, Kadesha Yomadu Kaladaros Abayim, so that future generations can know Acharecha, Lahakil Kilos Bakal Shabis, Lahak Lihikanes, Bibatiknasius, Bibati Midrashos, Lilmod Bahem Torah Larabim. Right, gather them, Moshe, you have the shear, and that's we'll teach everyone. And that's where the Beis Yosef ends. Umikan, Samchu Bakal Tfutzos Agola, Lis Kabates, Bibatiknasios, Likros Mikro Velitros Bidibri Agada, Acharsu the Shachras. But that gets him in trouble. The Beis Yosef says at the end, and that's why we have Shiurim, to have Mikra and Darshan Agada in the afternoon. Says the Bach, excuse me, says the Bach, everything up until the last line I agree with is fine, and Shir and Torah, but Agada, look at the Medrash. The Medrash is clear. Halacha, you have to tell people what to do. Right? Says the Bach, Nira Dedas Rabbeinu, talking about the tour. Lava'er Dekvias Medrash, Eino Lidrosh Ba'agada, Ela Lidrosh Dinin Vahalachos. And that's the Medrash. And he says, Umikarov Nispashe Lidrosh Kaldrashos Ba'agados, Veloba Dinim, Vahalachos Kalikir, Nega Das Tarasenu. People have no idea about any halacha, and they just get inspired by Divrei Agada. He says, no, you have to make sure that people know. There can be a balance, halacha, agada, but that's what the Bach says right here. You have to make sure they know the halacha. Also, and if it's Agada, it can't just be Stam Agada Parech Bavir. It has to be Agada that's inspiring, that brings them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'amshich hazleva shomim ba'agada ha'madricham li'yiras Hashem l'mana mechato l'fanav yisbarach. Ulitshuva, Loshi Chavin Laharos says Atzmo Shu Chacham V'Yodea Lidrosh Pasuk Omaimer Bakam upon him, making sure, obviously, right, bringing people and inspiring them to tshuva, and not just to show that I'm an unbelievable Baal Darshan and everybody could be awed by me. No, that's not how, because I could give a great sermon. No, that's the purpose, has to be L'shem Shamayim. So you have Halacha Agada there, right there in the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Tur, in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's continue now. So we just had the story about the Agada and the Halacha, and he tried to cheer him up. Kol Yoma, fourth to last skinny line. Kol Yoma Havim Alav Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Avo. Every day Rabbi Chia used to accompany Rabbi Avo. Adu Shvizi until he came home. Mishum Yakor de Bekesar. Rabbi Avo was connected to the government, so to give him COVID, he used to walk him home. Hahu Yoma, but that day that he felt bad about the shear, the opposite. Alve Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Adu Shvizi. Rabbi Avo walked Rabbi Chia home. V'yafilu Hachilo Osu Save Daite Mine. He still, though, he never got over it. Never got over it. Meaning, again, going to what we said, not a personal thing, but, you know, that people weren't as interested in halacha as they were in agada, you know, that hurt him because he saw that people weren't as committed, so to speak, as they should be. Okay. Getting back to other issues, we're talking about Berachas Kohanim, but Berachas Kohanim is right after the Bracha of Modim. So let's talk about Modim a little bit. We spoke about the Pesukim that were said during Berachas Kohanim. What about when the Chazan says Modim? What do the people say? So this now is the Gemara, that's the basis for what we call Modim Durabanan. Why is it called Modim Durabanan? The Modim of the Rabbis. Right here, these Rabbis. Amar Rav, Modim Anachnu Lach, Hashem Elokeinu, Al Sha'anu Modim Lach. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to thank you. That's Rav. Rashi says, Al Shana Modim Lach, Al Shenasata Bilibenu, Lios Dvukim Bacha, Umodim Lacha. Thank you for the connection. That's the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, that we're able to talk to him. As the Bali Moser say, that was the curse of the Nachash. Hashem says, take whatever you need, and I don't have a relationship with you. He always has dust, Afer Tochal. He has whatever he needs. But that's the point. Hashem has no relationship with him. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the relationship. Al Shanachnu Modim Lach. Famous Abu Drahm, in the world of Abu Drahms, I would say, the Abu Drahm writes, and if the whole Chazaras HaShatz, only once do we not suffice with Amen. Only once do we have to say something ourselves, and that's Modim. Why is that? Says the Abu Drahm, you can't say thank you by proxy. You can't say thank you by a shliach. Saying thank you is something very personal. On page Kuf Tesvav, in the Abu Drahm, he says, She'ein derech ha'eved, lahodos l'rabo, v'lomar lo, Adoni ata, ayidei shliach. You have to do it yourself. It's not as crucial by all the other tefillas, only a part of tefilla, modim specifically. So this is it, modim anachnu lach, al shanachnu. Shmuel amar, Shmuel adds on, elokecha basar, al shanachnu modim lach, all flesh. Rabbi Simai amar, yotzinu yotzei bereishis, al shanachnu modim lach. Narda yamri, mishmei de Rabbi Simai, brachos vahodos, l'shimcha ha'agado v'agkadosh, al shech yisanu v'kiyamtanu, al shanachnu modim lach. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Messiah Bahachi, he ends the Messiah with a tefillah. Kein techayenu skanenu v'usakabtsenu v'zazov kol yoseinu l'chatos kotshecha l'shmar chukecha. Right, Hashem, bring us back, kibbutz Goliath, bring us back to your chatzer, and guarding your chukim v'lasos v'zonecha b'lev of shalem, al sha'anu modim lach. Thank you for all of that, and please bring us back. Amar Rav Papa, Hilchach Nimrinu Lekulu. As Rav Papa says in three or four places in Shas, whenever you have a Gemara like this where there are different versions to say, Rav Papa says, okay, say both. Like in the first Perek of Brachas, Rav Papa says, Bircha the Torah, Lasok, Vaharev, say them both. Right? Nimrinu Lekulu. Rav Papa always tries to make Shalom by saying, just say it all together. Fine. All different days. There is a machlokes. First of all, in Tosas quotes here a couple of other lines, right? Our girsa, as we know, is a little different than our Gemara has it, and Tosas here quotes Yerushalmi with another girsa, but the Yerushalmi here in this Tosas quotes one thing that the minog is not to say. That is to end off with Barachat Hashem. Right? The minog of Klai Yisrael is to end off with Barak Kel Ha'Hoda'os. Without saying Barachat Hashem Kel Ha'Hoda'os, the Yerushalmi right here, quoted in Tosas, has Barachat Hashem Kel Ha'Hoda'os. And the Rishonim had this, the Rashba, in Brachas on Daf Lamed Daled, the Rashbah had this girsa at the end of the fifth parak, and he says, "Ubemodin derabanan lo ra'isi mishachosim bavoda bilvadi." I didn't find anyone who is chosim with Baruch Hashem. It's just a hoda. But if you look in the Yerushalmi, I see it there. The afal pi she'ena posachas bebarach, and he's bothered. It starts off with Baruch Hashem and ends off with Baruch Hashem. So, Rovi Shon and we Paskin, it's just an extra hodah. It's not a separate bracha. That's why we don't end up with bracha to Hashem. And the Rashba says, what about the Yerushalmi? It must be a su'uha kismucha lavoda. It must be it's smucha lachavrita. To say, which is all piggybacking on the first bracha to Hashem of Shemona Esrei. Or, sometimes you find, says the Rashba, yish ksas shachosamos ve'ena poschos. Va'avo bishin es smuchos. You find sometimes brachas that only end. But either way, the Rashba does not say that that's what you should do. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch on the last page of Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Berura, on the last page, the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't say Baruchat Hashem. Right? We don't end off that way. That is a minog that's in the Yerushalmi, but the Bavli does not say that, and therefore we don't do it. The Chosein Baruch Kelo, the Os, below Askaras Hashem. Below Askaras Hashem. And then he says you should bow down at the end of it, v'tov lachos l'dvarav. That is the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra, as is his wont, the Gra passes like Yerushalmi here, but the minog is not like the Gra, meaning not to say Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay, the Karen Ora also here, we're not going to go through each one, but the Karen Ora here beautifully goes through the Machlokas here. What is each one adding in the Modim? First, we're Modim that the whole world, we're Moda. And then the whole world is Moda. Every person created is for the Am Yisrael. And then every item in creation is for Am Yisrael. And we don't only daven for our physical well-being, but of our spiritual. And we don't only daven for the past, for the future. The Karen Ora goes through each one of these Shitos and explains it, how it adds on to the previous one. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, six lines from the bottom. La'olam tehe'ema tzibur alecha. We should always have the awe of the tzibur upon us. We should always be very, when we think about Klal Yisrael as a whole, we should be in awe. Why? 2 days. Number one, shari kohanim p'neim klapei ha'am v'achareim klapei ha'shchina. The Kohanim are allowed to have their back to the Aron to give us a bracha. When could you ever have your back to the Aron? Only if you're doing something very L'shem Shamayim and something considered great. And this, therefore, this must be great to be able to give a bracha to Am Yisrael. So that shows one must be in awe. You know, we saw yesterday, that was what the Ar Sameach said, why the Kohanim say a special tefillah afterwards, because they don't want to give off the impression that they had their back to the Aron. Rav Nachman Amar Meacher. Rav Nachman has a different source for that. That you have to have the aim of the tzibur on you. Vayakam HaMelech David al Raglav. David HaMelech stood up when he was collecting for the Beis HaMikdash. Vayomer Shema'uni Achai V'Ami. Listen, my brothers and nation. Ask the Gemara, what's that double lashon? Machai Lama Ami. V'Ami Lama Achai. Nation, brothers. Amar Abelazar. Amar Lem David Li Yisrael. David is telling them, Im atem shomenli, if you listen and you give and you donate, achai atem, then you're like my brothers. And that's what Rashi says. That's the Raya. He treated them like brothers. He sees, even though he's the king, he's in awe of them. Vim lav, ami, if you don't give willingly, ami atem vaniro deschem emakel. I'm going to take it anyway because I'm the king. But he first treats them as brothers, acting very nicely and graciously with them. The Marsha says he thinks there's a different mocker from this mocker. It's the fact that David stood up. Vayakam Melech David al Raglav, not from the brother Lashon. Number two, I'm sorry, there was a third one. Number three, Rabbanan Amar Mehacha. Number three, reason that one has to be in awe of the Tzibur. De'ena Kohanim Rashan Lalos B'Sandalei Muduchin. Kohanim don't go up and wear their sandals. They have to take off their shoes when they go up to the duchen. So why is that? It's one of the nine takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made. Not for now, right? My time, right? Some of them are famous, right? Lulav or the Mishnayos and Sukkah, lulav and Rosh Hashanah. Lulav set for 7 days and not blowing shofar. B'mikdash in Medina, right? Yom Hanei Kulo Aser, right? All those takanas. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has 9 takanas. This was one of them. Kohanim do not wear their sandals going up. Why not? My time, Olav Mishim Kavet Tzibur. Isn't it because of Kavet Tzibur? What's Kavet Tzibur? Because Rashi explains their robes went all the way to the floor. So when they would lift up their hands to do Berchas Kohanim, their shoes would be revealed. And if they have mud on their shoes, it's not Kavet Tzibur to stand in front of a auspicious and such an amazing audience with muddy shoes. So doesn't that halacha show kavod hatzibur as well, being in awe? Amar Ravashi, lo. Ravashi says, no, that last one might not work. There might be a different reason why kohanim have to take off their shoes. Hasam shema nifsaka lo ritzua besandalo. The chashash is that the kohen is going to be up there, and his sandal strap is going to break, and he's going to come down to tie his sandal strap. V'hadar azala mikterei, and as he's going down, he's going to miss berachas kohanim. So people are going to think, oh, why didn't he duchin? V'yamri ben gerusho ben chalutzahu. It's for his benefit, because people are going to think that he's a chalal. People are going to think that he got off the duchin on purpose. So that is why we do not, kohanim do not wear shoes going up. The Mishnah Berurah does say that it shouldn't be actually barefoot, right? You should wear socks, the Mishnah Berurah says. But that is the halacha, that we don't wear shoes. 2 points. Number one, the Ran, the Drushas Haran. We know the Drushas Haran is one of the classic svarim in Drush, in Machshava of the Rishonim, in Drush Aleph, on the second page of the whole Sefer, he talks about our Gemara. Second page of the whole Sefer, he talks about all of nature and the whole world, even if one thing in the world has a chisaron, if you see it in the context of the whole world, so then everything is perfect and everything is amazing. And he says, that's exactly what the Gemara means in Sota, La'olam te'ema sibro alecha. What does that mean? Well, let's just say it first. He says, because even though mitzad atzmo we all have chisronos, shava bishikolecha mitzad atzmo in a roi lezeh, mitzad hits tarfo lezula so. But if you look at Klal Yisrael on a whole, yikne haklal shevach umayla yoser mimasharoi mitzad pratav. Each one of us has problems. But Klal Yisrael as a whole, we're bali chesed, we're amazing. Kasher kanu hamur kavim kulan segulos umaalos ashalo hayu benefradim. Acher kuvtsu mehen. And that's the remez of the chelbana. He quotes from the beginning of Krisus that you put the bad-smelling spice in the Ketores because together it brings out good spice, a good smell, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was punished by calling them Shimuna Amorim, even though each one of them might have been rebellious. But still, to call Am Yisrael as a whole rebellious, to lump all Jews together in a negative way, that is not. Amos Tzibur has to be Alecha. Number one. Number two, Tosfos notes on the bottom here, the Gemara says that a Kohanim cannot wear sandals up to Duchen because of the Chashash. That's clearly mashma, that Kohanim are allowed to wear shoes, and anyone is allowed to wear shoes into shul. That's pretty clear from the Gemara. Shma mino mutuli kanis bebeis hakneses besandol ubeminol. Delo asru ela shelo lalo so duchen besandol. Right, that's what Rabbi Nachananel says. And he quotes, Rebbe brings a raya from the, from Megillah, but also Tosfos says that's a Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas in the name of Rava. Rava says that your house, your a shul is compared to a house. The Beis HaMikdash is not compared to a house. A shul is compared to a house. Ma beso akapendarya kapit inish arakiku minalo kapit inish. Just like in your house, you don't want people to take shortcuts through your living room. But if people have to spit, in those days spitting was more common, and wearing shoes, you're not makpid if people wear their shoes in your house. So too Beis HaKnesses has those rules. So it's clear that the one can wear shoes in the house. Rav Soloveitchik based one of his Yahrzeit drushes in the first volume of the Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mari, in my version, it's on page Samach Vav, Samach Zayin, where he speaks about the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. He says maybe that's the difference between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash, based on this line of Rava that Tosfos just quoted at the end of Brachas. What does it mean, ki beso? Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses, they're very similar, but they have differences in halacha. Why can you wear your shoes into your house, into your shul, but you're not allowed to wear shoes into the Beis HaMikdash? Why are you allowed to wear a money belt in shul? You don't leave your wallet at the door, but you're not allowed to wear that into the Beis HaMikdash. And there are other differences, explains Rav Soloveitchik. Both are places where we meet God, but who, so to speak, is the host and who is the guest? The Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the host. It's his makom. He rested his shechina there. We go to meet him. A shul, so to speak, is our house that we're inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come in. That's why that's Rava's secret. Ki beso. We compare it to our own house. It's a high standard house, but it's still our house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, and that's why it's a lower standard. Shoes, and some things not. Some things are a shortcut. You know, some things are bizayan. Obviously, it applies to both. But there are differences as well. And then he continues, can't go into it now, and that's the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif is more connected to Mikdash. We go conceptually to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while Shabbos, Hashem comes to us. That's why we have Kabbalah Shabbos and we don't have Kabbalah Yontif, among other differences that are mentioned in that shir. Okay, Ubemikdash bracha achas. Back to the original. In Beis HaMikdash, Berachas Kohanim was said as one big bracha, not three. The Kalkach Lama, why wasn't there any breaks in the bracha? Lefi she'in onin amin b'mikdash. Because amin was not answered. So you don't have to stop for anything. There's no amin in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, they went straight and it was only said as one pasuk. Ask Tosfos. Correct, amin wasn't said. But not because nothing was said, but because something even longer was said. They said Baruch Shem Kavod. Right? Not amin. So it's even bigger F6. So what is the Gemara talking about? So Tosfos answers at the end, v'shema, it must be Baruch Shem was said after Shem Hashem. So the Gemara still says it was said as one pasuk because they didn't stop at the end of every pasuk. They didn't stop after v'yishmerecha. That's how the Gemara's lashon, they said all by one. V'shema says Tosfos ha'yonim Baruch Shem la'alter k'sheyushomin shema nechbad v'hanora v'lo ha'yimamtinin at sofa pasuk u'lefi shelo ha'yimafsikin bein pasuk la'pasuk chashiv lu k'mo bracha achas, because they didn't stop after each pasuk, it's considered one. So that's Tosfos in terms of the Baruch Shem. Why didn't we say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash? Why didn't we say Amen at the end of every bracha? So he said something even more. But the Ian Yaakov I saw says, because an Amen Heshmei, an Amen, is rips up Gzardin. And in the Beis HaMikdash we have Karbanos. So we didn't need the Amen there. Or so one of the other Achronim says beautifully, Amen is a reflection of Emuna. And in the Beis HaMikdash there was Re'iyah. Right? We saw exactly the Nisim. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, as much as we can. And therefore, we didn't have the Amen. Tana Rabbana. Minayin she'in onin amin b'mikdash. How do we know that? She'ne'emar kumu ubarchu at Hashem alakechem in ha'olam v'yad ha'olam. So that is, first of all, the makar, that every bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, we didn't just say bracha d'Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, we said bracha Hashem, elokei Yisrael, min ha'olam ad ha'olam, magin Avraham, or mechayim meisim. We said a longer version. Uminayin, the Gemara Brachas talks about why also. Uminayin shall call bracha ubracha tehillah, and how do you know? There's tehillah, there's baruch shem after each one, shenemar, vivarchu shem kvodecha, that's baruch shem kvod. Umromam, I'll call bracha tehillah, I'll call bracha ubracha tehillah. On each one, we have to answer that, but that's the remez to the answer that we have to say. Good, next Mishnah, adkan birchas kohanim. Now we get into the next item that has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, Birchas Kohen Gadol, Ketzad. So what does that mean? So that means on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol finished doing the special Avodah, he came out and made eight special brachos after reading the Torah. Chazan HaKnesses, and what happened? Here's, as is described in Yuma as well. Chazan HaKnesses, Nodo Sefer Torah, Venoso Lo Rosh HaKnesses. The Chazan HaKnesses, which means the one who was in charge of all the technical issues in the Beis HaMikdash, he takes the Torah and gives it to the Rosh HaKnesses, which Rashi describes as the Gabai. The Rosh HaKnesses, Nosa L'Skan. He gives it to the assistant Kohen Gadol. V'askan, Nosa L'Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol, Omeid U'mikabel. He stands up, he takes the Torah, and he starts reading it, V'korei. Achremos, he reads the Avoda from Achremos, V'ach Be'asar, and he reads from Be'asar L'Chodesh, right, a couple of parshios later, from Sharuch Chesev, Rashi says, from Emor, V'golot the Torah. And then, because of that, Achremos is right next to Emor, right, only a parsha or two away, so while the Targum is going on the earlier psukim, they roll it. So there's no Tircha the Tzibura. But Pinchas, the Tzibur is not going to have to wait to read Pinchas. So v'golas ha-Torah u'menicha b'cheiko, he rolls up the Torah, he holds it, v'omer, and he says, yes, mimasha karasi lefneichem kosev kan. There's much more in this Torah than what I read to you. Don't think the Torah is puzzle, but I'm going to say the rest out by heart, because I don't want to waste your time. Tircha de Tzibura. Ube asar, shebechum ha-shab b'kudim, korei al-peh. He used to read that by heart. Umivarech alei shmona brachas. And then he used to recite the eight brachas. Ala Torah v'alavodav al-hodaya. You have to give thanks, Rashi says. Whenever you can't have avoda without hodah. V'yal machilas ha'avon, v'yal ha'mikdash, v'yal yisrael, v'yal ha'kohanim, v'yal yerushalayim, v'ashar tefila. Right, and he said all of the rest. The pashas of the Mishnah and all the Rishonim say that what we're talking about here, what has to be in Lashon HaKodesh? The brachos. That's the pashas. If you look at the Tosfos Yontif though, he says no. Why would you think that the brachas have to be in Lashon HaKodesh? If you look in the Rambam, in Ilchas Brachas, he says, brachas can be said in any language. No exceptions. So the Tosfos Yontif says, I don't think that's what the Gemara is talking about here. Lo is parish. And also, the Gemara doesn't even give a makar. By all the other contexts, the Gemara gives a makar. How do you know it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh? The Gemara didn't say a word here. So you know what it's talking about? It's not talking about the brachos. It's talking about the kriya itself. I might add one other point that the Tosfos Yontif doesn't bring up. If it's just about the brachos, so why do we have to quote the whole story here? We already know this from Mishnayos and Yuma. Just skip to the end. Say the Kohen Gadol makes these eight brachos if it's only talking about the brachos. So it seems like the Tosfos Yontif has a very strong claim. He says the Mishnah is about the Kriya itself. And the Kriya obviously has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh because it's being read from a Sefer. Lois Parish Minolan, Dina Marnel Lashon HaKodesh, Lefichach Nir Be'enai. Even though it brachas Kohen Gadol, Lo Kapat Abirchas Atzman Ela Ala Kriya, Mashu Kori Batorah, Shlote Ela Lashon HaKodesh, V'al Zayn, Tzorach Raya Klal, that you don't have to bring a Raya for, Tvarim Shebechsav, Yatarei Shalom, and Alpeh. Obviously, and he brings other rayas. The Rambam never says in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim that the brachas have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. He never had the exception to the rule. So the Tosfos Yontif says, I think that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Weiter. Shamas mino. What do you see from the fact that Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol stands up and takes the Torah? It must be that he had been sitting down. Shamas mino cholkin kavod atamid makam harav. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. First, we're being medayik. It's shmas mina, the fact that you don't give it straight to the Kohen Gadol, but you give it to the Chazan, and then to the Rosh, and to the Skan. The Kohen Gadol's sitting there. Give it straight to him. But what do you see from here? That you're allowed to give kavod to a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, which is a discussion elsewhere. Amar Abaya, no Raya. Kula mishem kvoda to Kohen Gadol hu. It could be this is all the kavod of the Kohen Gadol, because these are all people who basically service him. So it's all the kavod of the Kohen Gadol. That's why it's okay. Ask the Shrem Sina Balacha, is this a makam to give kavod to the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe it's a little deeper. The Kohen Gadol has had a tough day. Very weary, running around. We do so much to prevent chulsha to Kohen Gadol. So maybe this is also to give him chizik. To be mechabed him, to give him chizik, to be able to continue doing his job on this most important of days. The Kohen Gadol omeid umakabav akorei v'chulu. Omeid mechal di yoshevu. He stands up and takes the Torah, so it must be that he had been sitting down before. V'yomar mar, but don't we know from elsewhere? Ein yeshiva ba'azara elo l'malchi beis David bilvad. You're only allowed to sit down in the Azara if you're from Malchus beis David. Rashi says, because Hashem wants everybody to realize the kvod Malchuso. Right? Therefore, you can't sit down. Can't sit down there. Rashi says, even the Malachim don't sit down. Whatever that means. Shenemar v'yavod ha-melech David v'yeshev l'vnei Hashem v'yomar mi'anochi v'chulu. So only David or his family. Answer, Kedam Rav Chizda Be'ezras Nashim, Hachinami Be'ezras Nashim. Like Rav Chizda says elsewhere, which we're going to see in a second, it's talking about the Ezras Nashim, and the Isser does not apply. And the Kohen Gadol is sitting in the Ezras Nashim. Meisv, is that really true? Ve'echan Korin Bo, where do you read the on Yom Kippur? Ba'azara! Was Ben Yaakov Orm Baharabayah, Shenem Rav Ikra, Osbo, Lefnei HaRachov, Asher Lefnei Sharamayim. Amar Rav Chizda Be'ezras Nashim, that's where Rav Chizda says Be'ezras Nashim. That's what it's talking about. There is a discussion, stira in Rashi's. Rashi here sounds like it's an Issa Durabanan, the Yeshiva Bazara, but Rashi elsewhere, in Yuma Chathei, he says it's a Pasik, and in Sanhedrin, he says, Alach Moshe Misinai. Either way, it's a discussion. What is the source of that Isser of Yeshiva Bazara? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next time with the continuation of this seventh parak of Sotah.